Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009. Four people have been injured in Gaza by an unexploded Israeli bomb, and in the West Bank, eight civilians are kidnapped by the military. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Four Palestinian civilians were injured on Wednesday at midday when an explosion occurred in a marketplace in Gaza City. Medics reported that all four were taken to a nearby hospital after sustaining moderate wounds. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported that an unexploded Israeli bomb left over from January's CAST-led operation caused the explosion. In other news, the Israeli army demolished four homes belonging to Palestinian farmers in the village of Akraba, near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Witnesses said that troops invaded the village in the morning and surrounded the four homes. Later, bulldozers arrived and razed them to the ground. The farmers said that soldiers also damaged property nearby. On Tuesday, the Israeli military ordered eight families from the village to leave. The homes of four of them have now been demolished. The army says the homes are too close to the nearby settlement of Mochir. In Jerusalem, the Israeli police demolished a Palestinian-owned home in the Jabal al-Mokaber neighbourhood just outside Jerusalem's old city. The house belongs to Amar Ehdadin and is home to seven people. Jabal al-Mokaber is a Palestinian-dominated area of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the Israeli Jerusalem municipality pressed charges against a Palestinian woman who owns a house just inside the old city. The court says that Talia al-Saleima added a new room to the house without permission and had been in contempt of court when she refused to remove it. Since the Israelis occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given Palestinians permission to build homes or to renovate them. The Israeli military invaded a number of West Bank communities on Wednesday and kidnapped eight civilians. The army radio announced that all those kidnapped were men and that they had been taken to military detention facilities for questioning. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Banora and Dave Thompson.